It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says his stay-at-home order, now in effect, will save lives and limit the spread of the new coronavirus.
Now is not the time to die, and we will not let it happen on our watch.
The number of deaths in Colorado nearly doubled between Tuesday and Wednesday from 11 to 19. The statewide stay-at-home order is in place until April 11th. Polis says he hopes to lift it before then, but fears it could last longer. Essential businesses like grocery stores will stay open. Restaurants are dealing with a quickly changing situation after the governor banned on-site dining last week. Elliot Schiffer is the CEO of Michi Handmade Italian, which has six locations across the state. He says the restaurants have implemented new sanitation methods.
We've added requiring our delivery drivers to wear gloves, and then we do a glove change and hand wash upon returning to the restaurant every single time.
Many of the restaurants that are still open are providing curbside services so customers don't have to go inside. Another way to maintain social distancing is to leave food deliveries on customers' porches so there isn't any direct contact. As millions of Americans work from home, meteorologists at the National Weather Service are at work at their office. Meteorologist Jennifer Stark says when the weather is mild, more people can work from home, but severe weather bulletins require at least two workers to be on staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
We can do some training. We can do some of our work remotely, but not everything is portable.
Severe weather warnings have to come from the physical weather office. Along with the Denver Metro location, the Weather Service has offices in Grand Junction and Pueblo. And the Weather Service has red flag warnings today for Pueblo and Colorado Springs. That means fire danger is high, but that should come back down tomorrow with some rain and snow for the Front Range, including Metro Denver, on Friday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.